Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
And we are doing our first podcast for Rafi's Art Tips and Rambles.
I'm excited about our podcast.
Yeah. This will be the test run. Of course, I've already done this a few times today and kept messing up. And apparently I am nervous.
Don't be nervous.
So today what we wanted to talk about is when family and friends and stuff, when people discourage you from becoming an artist.
Rude.
When I was a very young kid, everybody in my family was very excited about my art skills. You know, it was the kind of situation where they were absolutely impressed with how good I was at creating things, you know, drawings and paintings and building stuff. Somewhere along my journey, when I got older, especially towards my teenage years, my family was not quite as supportive as they were when I was younger. And in fact, there were a lot of people that weren't very supportive of me trying to pursue an art career. And I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that nobody thought that having a professional art career or being a full-time artist is a possibility.
Yeah, I experienced that phenomenon as a kid too, where my parents were very supportive of my creative skills, but then at a certain point they were like, but you can't pursue it seriously.
It might have something to do with some judgment. I'm not speaking to every single situation, but most of the time people are trying to protect you because a lot of people cannot wrap their mind around the concept of living with no real sense of security. You are basically opening up your own business, and that's scary. That's scary no matter what kind of business you're opening up.
Yeah, and it really is hard for somebody to process unless their eyeballs deep in it themselves.
Yeah.
I think still to this day, even though my family knows that I'm pretty successful with my business, when I tell them about what I'm doing, usually the response is like, huh. All right.
And it's one of the reasons that I'm excited about Patreon and I'm excited about our YouTube channel is that we're connected with so many artists from all around the world. And artists understand artists for the most part. Unless you are living that lifestyle, unless you are creating art, unless it is part of who you are, you're not going to understand it and you're not going to be that supportive of it. Now, I can't speak to everyone, obviously, because there are a lot of people that are very supportive. There are people in my family that are supportive, and they're not artists, but they weren't always supportive. And a lot of times their comments, you know, they're still trying to protect me versus just support me in my decision. If I were to give anybody advice on how to deal with people, you know, friends, family that are discouraging you from being an artist, is get a real plan together as far as what you're going to do. You know, think about things in a realistic fashion, because that's one of the problems is that a lot of times they're like, you know, you're not being realistic or you're not being this. And they might be really, really hard on you. But if you come up with a plan and, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything difficult. It could be like, you know, I'm going to create as much art as I possibly can. I'm going to open up an online store. I'm going to set up at art festivals. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my name out there. And I'm going to give myself 2 years. I'm going to give myself 3 years. I am not going to snooze. I'm going to be on top of my career. I am going to have fun. I am, you know, as long as you have some kind of plan to put together, something to contradict the people that are telling you that you're being unrealistic, and you tell them, no, you want to hear what the real story is. The real story is that I'm going to hit the ground running and I'm going to do whatever it takes in order to make this into a career. And I am not going to fail at it because the only way that I will fail is if I give up. As long as I keep moving forward, as long as I keep stepping into the light, as long as I keep facing my fears and doing things that are outside of my comfort zone and pushing myself to be even better at this craft that I love and even better at socializing and putting my work out there, there is absolutely no way that I could fail. And, you know, and having that realistic expectation of knowing that it's not going to happen overnight. It is not a get rich quick scheme. It is a lifestyle. It is something that you create in your life.
That's pretty powerful. And chances are you're going to say that to a family member or a friend, and they're going to say, chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. That statement isn't for them. That's the problem. Back in the day, I was always trying to convince my dad that I was going to be an artist. I was trying to convince people that weren't supportive. I was trying to convince other people, and I'd come up with these great stories and these great ideas and, you know, and try to like get them on board with it, and they just wouldn't get on board. And there was something about me trying to do that and then not getting on board that was discouraging for me. It wasn't until later on that I realized that I was discouraging myself by trying to get them on board. They can't possibly understand what it is that I am experiencing or what it is that I'm feeling. They can't get on board. The only way that they are going to get on board is if they decide to get on board, and that's going to be after I have proven myself to myself, not necessarily proven myself to them. And that's the thing. If you are worried about your friends or family discouraging you, it's not them that's discouraging you. Nobody could discourage you with their words or their actions. Only you could discourage yourself by the way that you take what it is that they're saying. If you take it personal and you think that it's true, then yeah, you're going to get discouraged. People are going to say all kinds of shit when you are in the art world. People are going to talk crap about your paintings. They're going to talk crap about your skill. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that love you. And if you always allow yourself to get discouraged or happy based on what other people are telling you, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. You're going to get pulled in all these different directions.
Yeah. And maybe you'll make some art about it, but it's really not a pleasant experience.
No, no.
I think that we creative humans, we kind of like validation and we seek it out, especially if we're not fully on board with believing in ourselves.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you really don't need that validation from anybody, and you really do just need to be your own cheerleader and believe in your own self.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Be your own cheerleader and believe in yourself. And I think that's it for the first podcast, for the Rafi's Ramble. I don't even remember the title of the podcast. But
whatever this is,
yeah,
there it was.
Yeah, there it was. Please let us know what you guys think of these. Like I said, we're figuring out the whole Patreon thing, figuring out what it is that we could add to your experience out there in the art world, and what advice it is that we could give to you. So the more feedback we get from you, the better we can make this experience. And again, I'm Rafi, and thank you guys so much for listening in. I totally adore you guys. And that's it. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios.
Total awesomeness.